We are in Tzivos Shalom Parshat Vayetze. Yaakov Bechir Ha'avot. Says then Tzivos Shalom. Yaakov Avinu Nikra Bechir Ha'avot. Yaakov Avinu is called the choicest of the Avot, the highest of the Avot. Habachor Meha Shebe'avot. The one who's chosen of all the Avot, he's chosen. We go through Avram, we go through Yitzhak, we go through Yaakov. It's Yaakov who is chosen ultimately to produce Bnei Yisrael. Vabior Bazeh, Alderech Avodah, what does this mean in terms of our Avodah Hashem? Dihinei, Inyan Madrigato HaMiyuchedet Shel Yaakov, what is this unique status that goes to Yaakov? That he's the choicest of all the Avot. Why Yaakov? What about him? What does that relate to us? What do we learn from that in terms of our Avodah Hashem? Dihinei, Inyan Madrigato HaMiyuchedet Shel Yaakov, the unique stature of Yaakov. Yish Lomar Al Pim Amar HaKatuv, we can understand based on the pasuk when he's born. V'yado ochezet ba'akev Esav va'yikra shemo Yaakov. The source of his name when he's born, we're told he's holding on to the heel. He's holding on to the heel of Esav, the akev of Esav, and therefore he is called Yaakov. Upiresh Rashi there says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kara shemo Yaakov. That it was the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself who named Yaakov Yaakov. Shelechor tzrich pior, we have to understand. Shebisvil me'ora rigai b'sha'at aleida yikva Hashem l'chol ha'chaim. Really? Because of something, one thing that happened in one moment of time, in the moment of his birth. That's what establishes his name? Yaakov for all time. He's called Yaakov because when he was born, he was hanging on to Esav's heel. That's why he's called Yaakov? That's where he gets his name from? That's his essence? What does it do with Yaakov's whole identity? He's one of the Avos. He's the choicest of the Avos. How is he being named for this random moment in time when he came out? He was holding on to Esav's heel. Why is that his name? Achein, Inyan v'yado ochezet ba'akev Esav. The idea here, the concept here, the depth here of the fact that he was holding on to the heel of Esav, romez al mehut hamilchama hatmidit hanitusha ben Yaakov Esav. This is hinting to the eternal war between Yaakov and Esav. Esav, who Yetzer Hara, the Sfarim bring down that Esav is the embodiment of the Yetzer Hara. The whole struggle with Esav in these parshiot, Toldot Vayishlach. All of these struggles with Esav, it's the struggle, it's teaching us the struggle against the Yetzer Hara. V'kasher eino matzliach lahachshil Yehudi b'isor, nechaz bo b'inanei heter. When the Yetzer Hara is not able to mess us up in the realm of Isser, then it tries to attack us in the realm of heter. And we'll explain what that means. Shemachshilo ba'akev Esav. That he was able to overcome the Akev of Esav. Akev, Roshei Tevot, Kadesh Atzmecha B'mutar. Ve'ekev Esav, Himayneneh Hana'ot Hayot Heter, Hanim Shachim Inkovot Esav. There's a lot to explain here. This is an incredibly fundamental concept in Avodas Hashem. We have an exceptionally extraordinary group in this room. You guys are tremendous, striving Ovdei Hashem. And this aspect is what we're really going for, our ultimate goal in Avodas Hashem. When we think of the Yetzer Hara and how the Yetzer Hara tries to attack us, we normally relate to the Yetzer Hara in a realm of that the Yetzer is constantly trying to attack us by getting us to make a mistake, by getting us to fail, by getting us to an Avera. Getting us to try to mess up in some aspect of life, in some mitzvah. I'm supposed to say a bracha, but I don't bother to say it. I'm supposed to say a bracha with kavana. I'm saying brachos. I say it with kavana, but I don't bother to say it with kavana. I'm working on kashrus. I'm trying to be more makbid. And I eat. I spend time trying to figure out in the messy system in Eretz Yisrael which hefshers I should rely upon and which hefshers I shouldn't rely upon. And I'm standing there outside that restaurant and everybody's there and it looks great and the people look great and the food looks great. And I'm like, yeah, but it's got a hexer. I know that I don't hold by it, but it's got a hexer. He's trying to get me to go down, trying to get me to make a mistake. I know I should be working to, I know that at this point I should be Shomer Negiah. But he's, I mean, come on, he's really cute. I'm speaking from your perspective, obviously. Right? But yeah, he's really cute. What else is he to do? It's not my fault that he's so cute. God made him that cute. It's not my fault. It's God's fault. Really. Really. Like, we had all these rashes in each heart, tries to mamish come at us at every side to try to get us to make a mistake, to mess up. Tries to get us to do an aveira. That's pshat. That's pshat. When the Yitzhara is unable to succeed, as you all continue to grow, it's incredible to watch and continue talking to you guys over the course of this year. We're only in November. And to see already how strong and how much you guys are growing. And all of us in life, we're always trying to move forward. We're always working on growing. We're always working on overcoming those taivas and those yetzers. We need to understand, when we succeed in keeping the Yitzhara from getting us to mess up, that's just the beginning. That's just the start. That's the pshat of the Yitzhara. And that's what he's saying here. Kasher inu matzliach lachshil yehudi be'isur. When the Yetzirah is not able to mess us up by getting us to do something usher, to get us to do something wrong, nechaz bo b'inanei heter. There's a whole nother layer of avodas Hashem, and this is the real depth and the heart of where avodas Hashem lies. And that's the reality of heter, of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the realm of that which is permitted to us. Of that which is allowed to us. That's a whole different realm. And that's the reality of Yaakov. Yaakov, who's Roshei Tzivot, Ekev is Roshei Tzivot, he says here, in the second to last line at the bottom, Ekev, Roshei Tzivot, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar. Ekev is Roshei Tzivot of sanctify yourself within that which is allowed to you. What does that mean? For example, okay, easy example. One of the two primary realms of Kedusha that's discussed, the Sfarim all talk about it, the Sfarim all discuss it, is in the realm of Achila, in the realm of food, and how we eat. Okay? And how we eat. So, what is it talking about here? There's Isser and there's Heter. So, one of the simple examples and also one of the most profound examples, because this is part of the core of what Kedusha is. In terms of Isser, there's an Isser aspect to food. I'm not allowed to eat treif. If I make sure my food is kosher, I've dealt with the Isser. Now the food's sitting in front of me. Can I eat it? No, I dealt with the mitzvah lo taseh, but I've got a mitzvah taseh midurabanan. My mitzvah taseh midurabanan is, I have to say a bracha. Once I've made sure my food is kosher, and I've said the bracha, now I'm eating the food. What's the avodas Hashem? There isn't any. There's no mitzvah anymore. I've done it. I dealt with the Isser. I dealt with the Chiyuv. In theory, I'm done. My avodas Hashem is done. And what Judaism claims is no. That's where the real avodas Hashem begins. It begins when I no longer have a halachic framework telling me exactly what to do. I fulfilled my halakhic obligations. And now, in that moment, I have the decision. Now that I'm done with the God stuff, am I going to reveal that really I wasn't interested in God in the first place at all and I'm done with God? Or do I, of my own free will, do I, of my own choice, drag God back into the picture? Because I'm always relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, right? Person walks into, there's the buffet. Wherever the place may be, there's a buffet. And you have two choices. Right? You walk into a cafeteria, I'm thinking to colleges. You walk into the cafeteria at lunch. And you have two choices. You can go, and you can have for lunch, you can have a bag of gummy fruit, and you can have an apple. Two choices in front of you. Which one do you choose? Well, I'll tell you this. The gummies look amazing. And they taste amazing. And they feel amazing. And they are amazing. Who doesn't love gummies? Me. They're awful. Who doesn't love gummies? Right? But on the other hand, that's me, even though totally kosher. And I'm going to say mashalakol first. Totally kosher. Why am I eating? And these are things to think about. Not to get obsessed over and not take in a negative or unhealthy direction. But to think about, why am I eating? When I go and take that and I eat that food, what's the goal? What's the purpose? Am I eating for my taste buds? Am I eating for my stomach? Am I eating for my own physical gratification? or am I eating for a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The example I often give is if you've ever been to Dougie's type of place. Ever been to Dougie's type of place? It's amazing. The food is great. And you go to a Dougie's type of place, and again, the food tastes great. The food tastes amazing. And then you go once you're done with Dougie's, you come home, it's oh man, I gotta take a nap. I need a little time. I'll be back with you in a little bit, a couple of hours, right? And it's a crazy thought. Think about this for a second. Why does one eat? We eat in order to have energy, in order to live. And we have created foods that are so bad for us that it drains us of all our energy just to digest them, that we need to sleep off the things that we ate. I have yet to see in my life anybody go oh man, I just had a couple of apples, got to sit down on the couch, I'll see you in a couple of hours. No, never such a thing. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes that food. And that food is meant to give you energy and give you life. That's one layer. That's one layer. I've gotten past the Isser. I'm now in the realm of Heter. Everything in front of me is Mutter. Everything. It's kosher. I said my brachos. It's all Mutter. Who am I eating for? How am I eating? Why am I eating? What is it for? When I take that bite of anything, let's even bring back, let's not talk about the health of the food. Okay? Forget even the health of the food. Whatever you choose to eat. And you go and take that bite, and you have that explosion of flavor in your mouth, whether it's the explosion of flavor from Dougie's Poppers or Wings, whatever they have, I forget what they're called anymore, whatever, the Dougie's Poppers, or whether it's the explosion of taste of the amazing, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu packed into this amazing orange as all of those little pieces of it explode on your tongue. When you feel that excitement, when you feel the immense, tremendous taste coming out, any of the food, am I thinking, wow, I love this taste. It makes me feel so good? Or do I reflect for a second? Do I reflect for a second and say to myself, everything needs fuel. Everything needs energy. A car needs energy. What does a car get? You fill up a car with gas. Gas, I assume, based on the smell, tastes awful. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu made all food taste like gas, would I still have to eat it? Yes, because I need to eat to live. But when I feel this taste on my tongue, when I feel this taste, it brings out of me Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. You couldn't make this taste like gasoline, but you made it taste like an orange. You made it taste like an apple. You made us all. You gave me all of these variety of tastes. I have Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm bringing him into that moment. There's a beautiful moment there that's totally, that could be one of two things. In that moment, I could be totally focused on myself, or totally focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole next stage of Avodas Hashem in life is Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar, of sanctifying myself even in the realm of Heter. And that takes thoughtfulness in every area of life. Let's say during the break, you want to go for a run. Let's say, for example, you want to go for a run. Let's say during the break, you want to go and use the workout room in the back. Whatever it is, right? There's two ways to go there. Why is a person working out? If a person is working out just because they enjoy being in the gym, they're looking to literally burn the time. Or they want to have fulfill a certain physical image of themselves. Where's the Avodat Hashem there? Is it Mutter? It's 100% Mutter. If a person goes and does that because they say, wait a second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted me with this body. He gifted it to me. He loaned me this body for two reasons. Let's use a car example again. Let's say somebody wants you to go and deliver something. And they say, here, I want you to bring this you got to bring this exactly where you need to get it to. I'm going to give you my car. Take my car and just get it there. Two things. One is you need to take care of that car, because if the car breaks down, then number one, you owe that person money because you broke their car. Number two is, if the car breaks down, you also can't get there and arrive at your destination. That's what the body is. I have a responsibility to take care of my body. Why? HaKadosh Baruch loaned it to me. He gave me this on loan. It's going back to the earth after 120. He gave me this body on loan. And I have a responsibility to take care of it because he lent it to me. And he lent it to me because I have a job here to do. So I gotta take care of it. And every time I go for a run, I go to work out, I go to whatever it is, if I'm focused on that is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm elevating it. Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar. If I'm going to play ball in the afternoon on the break, If I'm doing it because I just need to let some energy out and that will recharge me so I can come back and have a super strong afternoon night seder, I'm elevating it. Kadesh atzmecha v'mutar. When I'm engaging in those things where there's no longer an isser and there's no longer a chiyuv, then is where I'm really making the deepest choice inside of myself. Am I somebody who is all about, focused on, committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or do I reveal to myself and to God, I'm sorry to speak it in such a harsh way, but again, this is the end point. This is a lifetime's worth of work. Or do I reveal it the whole time, all I was doing was trying to get out of it, to get back to me? And that's a very deep question to ask. And there's a lot of reflection there on every level of being, in every moment of life. And what Yaakov Avinu, as the Bechir HaAvot, what is he all about? Ekev Roshei Tevot, Kadesh Atzmecha V'Mutar. To not just keep the mitzvot, but to sanctify even the areas of my life where everything is permitted. Because even though I'm allowed to do whatever I want, all I can think about, all I care about is you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is for you. Again, to be clear, that's the goal. I'm not saying to start doing this tomorrow. It's impossible to do tomorrow, and if you try to do it tomorrow, you'll go crazy if you try to do it tomorrow. But that every day we're trying to get one step closer, that every part of my life is committed to, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in those realms of Heter. He goes on and he says, "V'ekev Esav." Let's go back just a few lines. Shh. Go back inside. Four lines from the bottom. Let's go back and go back a few lines and let's see it back inside. V'kasher eno matzliach lachshil yudi be'isor. When the Yitzhahara itself is unsuccessful at getting us to mess up in terms of doing isurim, nechaz bo be'inyanei heter. Then it's going to try to attack us in the realm of heter. Machshilo ba'akev Esav. It hurts us with the heel of Esav. Ekev, roshei tevot, kadesh atzmecha b'mutar. Ekev, which is roshei tevot, sanctify yourself in that which is mutter to you. Ve'akev Esav, hima inanei hana'ot heter. What is the heel of Esav? Those are the aspects of physical pleasures of this world that are mutter. Hanim shachim mikapat Esav, but come from the negative side of Esav. Okay, to eat the top of the next column. Okay, to eat the Sefer HaKadosh Pi'ar, as the Pi'ar it says, Shekol hana'a gashmit, any physical pleasure that we have, afilu motarot, even if it's mutter, shiudi osev hanato, and here again, don't just hear what you want to hear. Hear what he's saying. Any physical pleasure that a Jew gets from this world, shiudi osev hanato, where the only reason the person's doing it is for their own self-gratification. We've talked about this in the past. Meaning anytime you use physicality where the goal is physicality. Right, we talked about this last week. Physicality is only meaningful when I'm using physicality for a spiritual end. That's what we're talking about. Tila, right? If I'm on Shabbos, if I'm eating food and I'm elevating the food and I'm making it tastier, why am I dafka doing it on Shabbos? L'kav Shabbos Kodesh. That's utilizing the physical for a spiritual goal. That's beautiful. That's utilizing the physical for a spiritual goal. But anytime he says that I utilize the physical as its own goal, where I'm indulging in physicality for physicality's sake, I just want to enjoy that physical pleasure. He nargan mafrid aluf. It divides me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'm focused on the physical. I'm focused on the moment. I'm focused on the self-gratification. I'm lost in the physical moment of this world instead of committing myself to spirituality and eternity. He's not saying here to separate from physicality. He's saying to make sure that when we engage physicality, I'm engaging the physical only for spiritual goals. Only for spiritual ends. She'ikar ha'avodah shel Yehudi. He says the main goal of a Jew. Again, we're talking about elevated levels here. This takes a lifetime's worth of work. We're talking about elevated levels here. She'ikar ha'avodah shel Yehudi. The main avoda of a Jew. He liyot davuk v'Hashem. The ultimate goal is to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to talk about that in Derech Hashem over the coming weeks. The whole goal of life is to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. Uklipat esav. Kol tachlita u'madamata. La'afrid aluf. The whole goal of Esav is to distance us, is to cut us off from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. La'afrid yudi shelo yeh davuk v'Hashem yibrach. To disconnect us from God. To make sure we don't cling to Hashem. Vim eino yachol lo be'isur. If the Yetzer Hara, if Esav, can't keep us from clinging to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, can't distance us from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, by getting us to do Averas, if we've won that battle, if the Yetzer Hara realizes that he can't get us to make those mistakes, he can't get us to do those Isurim, Hareu machshivo beheter, then he's going to fight tooth and nail to get any ground he can. And he's going to attack us in the realm of Heter and see if he can get us to engage in this world for our own sake. Engage in physicality for physicality's sake. Engage in the moment for the moment's sake and cut myself off from God. Cut myself off from spirituality. Cut myself off from eternity by getting lost in the physicality of the moment. When the goal is every moment to raise up the physicality of the moment. To use the physical for spiritual ends. Ukineged zeh. This is what the Mida of Yaakov is all about. Yaakov's holding on, it's his name, it's his essence. His essence is Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar. Sanctifying oneself, not, he's keeping all 613 mitzvot. That's Aleph Beis. There's no choice there. You don't get to choose to opt in or opt out of the mitzvot. That's a farce of some aspects of the Jewish world. You don't get to choose what mitzvot you like and keep those mitzvot, and choose which mitzvot you don't like and not keep those mitzvot. We're all commanded in all 613. There's no choice there. Where does the choice come in? Where does the depth of my avoda come in? In the deepest way, and there's a lot of avoda even inside of the 613. Where's the depth of my avoda? When there is no specific one of the 613 that applies in this moment. Do I raise up that moment for God, or do I take it on for myself? To engage every aspect of my life as Kedusha, with Kedusha. Ulaharim kol ha'ana'ot la'shem yitbarach. To raise up all of the physical pleasures of this world for God. That's real avoda. We talked about this in the past also. I wonder if he may quote it. He may quote it, who knows. He often quotes the Rambam, where he talks about, we talked about this in the past, Avat Hashem, right? The Rambam's Avat Hashem, where he talks about, you have to be lovesick for God, crazy about God, always thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And those of you were looking at me like I was a little bit crazy before, so that's fine. But think for a second, we've given this example before. If you've ever been infatuated with a guy, when you were infatuated with a guy, when that moment came, that boy that you totally just couldn't stop thinking about, yeah, when you were eating, you were thinking about him. When you were drinking, you were thinking about him. When you were exercising, you were thinking about him. And that doesn't sound crazy to you. You've all been there. We've all been there. Me with a girl. We've all been there. Where you're lovesick for someone and all you can do is think about that person. When you're eating, you're asking yourself, it was over for my refrigerator this time. Would she like it? Maybe she would like this. Would she like to save a little bit for her? Maybe I should get like a to-go bag. Maybe I should bring it home for her. Maybe I should get some for her also. Maybe she wouldn't like it. Would it insult her if I implied that she would like this kind of food? What if I touched up a little bit after it on my own? What if I went to the store? You know what? Forget that. This food's not good enough for her. Maybe I should go to the store and get her something. And my mind's just racing. Oh, this is a great route. I'm jogging down this route. Would she like this route? Would she like this area? Would she like this tree? Should we maybe go on a date over here? Would this be a great place to hang out? Is it, maybe it'd be a little bit yichud. Maybe I kind of want a little bit of yichud. No, that's bad. Don't want any yichud. No, so I want to, maybe this sounds a good spot. There's people passing by. It's nice. It's beautiful. Oh, beautiful sunset over here. And what are you doing? You're eating, you're drinking, you're right. You're doing all these things, but who are you thinking about? You're thinking about the girl. You're thinking about the guy. If we bring it down to a human level, suddenly it's not so crazy. The idea is, and this comes back to your point from before. The idea is, is again, in a genuine way, to continue to develop my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a real and genuine way. No fake outs. God's interested in being fake. He doesn't want fake from anybody. God's all about being real. God's about emes. Is that I work on myself to get to the point where, yeah, even after I said the bracha, while I'm eating, I'm thinking about God. Yeah, while I'm running, I'm thinking about God. Yeah, while I'm going through all of those motions of daily life, I'm thinking about God. God never leaves the picture. He never leaves the equation. And, again, that's a very lofty goal. What is the practical goal? Every day, one more minute of that. 1 minute of my meal, I'm thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. 1 minute of my run, I'm thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. 1 minute of that, where I'm doing 3-on-3 pickup on the court in between Siddurim. 1 minute of that, I'm thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To start bringing him into it. Getting involved in that relationship. Thinking about him. And wanting to, not faking it, wanting to do for God. Elevating that which is mutter. And showing that really I'm lovesick for a Kadosh Baruch Hu too. Because deep down I am. I am lovesick for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My neshama, all my neshama wants, it's a part of godliness. All it wants is to get back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Deep down, my neshama wants is to connect to Hashem. All my neshama wants to get back to Hashem. That's all I want. Deep down, that's who I am. That's what I am. And to let that out. For 1 minute a day, 2 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day, let that out. And to get into it a little bit. To not be afraid of it. To not be self-conscious about it. To not second-guess it. To not be embarrassed by it. And to let it go. To let it go. And to allow myself to just elevate that moment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because all I want to do is connect to Him. V'nimsa, 3 lines from the bottom. Ki v'yado chesed ba'akev Esav. The fact that he's holding on to the heel of Esav. Eino rak al shem ha-me'orah shaya b'shat ha-leida. It's not just, he's not called Yaakov because he held on to Esav's heel for one moment in time when he was born. That's crazy. It's Yaakov we're talking about. Elazoi kol nekudat ha-avodah shel Yaakov. This is his name. This is his essence. A name always indicates an essence. This is who he is. Yaakov is elevating every moment of his life to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elevating every moment of his life to connect to Hashem. Sheyado chesed ba'akev Esav. He's holding on to that heel of Esav. Bifchina, top of the next page. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutar. On the level of elevating ourselves in that which is permitted to us. He's sanctifying every aspect of Olam Hazeh. Liot kodesh kadashim v'kulo Torah. That everything is kodesh kadashim. Everything is Torah. Val kein v'yikra shmo Yaakov. Therefore he's called Yaakov. I don't know if you guys can do it in this piece. In another piece, we've done this in past years. And this parsha talks about it. That's what Yaakov's all about. Think about this parsha. Think about this parsha. What is Yaakov? Yaakov's the choicest of the avot. Let's read his story. He leaves home. Meets a pretty girl by a well, as one does. Meets a pretty girl by a well. Falls in love. Goes and tries to get married to her. As one does, gets tricked into marrying her sister and then also marries her. Don't try that at home. Right? Ends up getting married to the two sisters. Has kids. They seem on a pshat level to have some marital strife a little bit. Got to figure that out. They have kids, a little bit jealousy going on there. Builds a family. Gets some wealth. Becomes rich. Heads on back home. What a kadosh guy. What did he do? He didn't even learn anything. He's not even based medrash time. Married, kids, money. Really? That's the paradigm? That's the Bechir HaAvot? Nesivot Shalom, in a different piece here, he says, yes, it is. You better believe it is. He learned for years in Yeshivat Shem Be'ever. It's brought up by the Medrash that we're told in the beginning of this Parsha. He gets to the Makom and he falls asleep. And you know what the Chiddush was? It was the first time he slept in 17 years. Because 17 years he was in Beis Medrash. 17 years he was in Kolel. He didn't sleep. Torah doesn't bother recording that. That's not interesting to the Torah. Of course he's learning Torah. That's Pshat. What is Yaakov? Yaakov, what he needs to become, what he emerges as, why he is the Bechir HaAvot. Is because after 17 years in Beis Medrash, he walks out. And yeah, he has to find a wife, B'Kiddusha. He has to deal with Esav, he has to deal with Lavan, B'Kiddusha. He has to deal with marriage, B'Kiddusha. He has to have children, B'Kiddusha. He has to raise them,
Bikidusha. He has to make a living. Bikidusha. That's what I want to hear, says the Torah. That's what we need to learn, says the Torah. You want to know what Yaakov was? He's living life in a way that looks like everybody else. But he's living life kulo kedusha. He's doing everything you would expect. Kulo kedusha. And that's what we're supposed to be learning from this parsha. How do you get married, have kids, earn a living, live life in the physical world with 17 years of Beis Medrash, Shem Ve'ever, and Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov behind us? That's the message of the Parsha. That's what's between the words. That's what's in the white spaces. That's what's underneath the text. That's the Avoda. And it's hard. It's hard to date Bikadusha. It's hard to get married Bikadusha. It's hard to have kids Bikadusha. It's hard to raise a Bikadusha. It's hard to deal with business with Kedusha. It's hard to bring God into every moment of every day of mundane life. But elevating the mundane, elevating the Heter. That is Yaakov. Yaakov was renamed Yisrael. That's what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, is to bring God into every aspect of my life. That's exactly what we're talking about. Next paragraph. V'ukimosh nitva'er d'inyan Yaakov humidata kidusha. This is how we understand that the Inyan of Yaakov, the whole concept of Yaakov, is the concept, is the Midah of Kedusha. He is Kedusha. His Midah is Kedusha. His reality is Kedusha. As it says in the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, even greater than the Midah of Tahara, even greater than the Midah of purity, Shetahara hirak shlili, shlilat hara v'atuma. What is Tahara? Tahara means that I have successfully removed all tum'ah. I've successfully removed all impurities. As mazeh kedusha, then what's kedusha? The kedusha in yana sheshora alav kedusha kimigdash kimizbeach. That's when without going into the details, tahara is the process. I have connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's kind of like there's pipes connecting me with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tumas, when there's gunk, there's stuff in that pipe. That's blockages. There's blockages in that pipe cutting me off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tahara means removing all of that dirt, removing all of those blockages. Why do I remove all those blockages? That's the next step. To draw Kedusha down through those pipes. To connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that Kedusha. Tahara is when I've successfully removed the tumah, but then Kedusha is what I want to fill it with. Kedusha is the content of my connectivity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's that connectivity. Where I bring down Kedusha like a mikdash, like a mizbeach. Sheoseh hakol b'kedushat shemaasav ha-gashmim hem kikorbanot ha-olim al gabei ha-yishim l'reach mikoach la-Hashem. Kedusha, where everything that it was Kedusha, that all my actions are like I'm bringing up a korban to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And again, for everybody it's individualized, for everybody it's personal. I remember years ago in Queens, I gave this example, like the Carlos and Gabby example, or the Dougie example, whatever it was. And I was like, and I said, I remember, to this day, I hope, I don't think she's listening, but if she's listening, reach out to me with WhatsApp and tell me how you're doing. I remember who it was, okay? It's great, amazing student. We were learning this Nivo Shalom, we were learning this concept, and I said, imagine that we had a Beis HaMikdash. Imagine we had a Beis HaMikdash right now. Would you take poppers, and would you put poppers on the Mizbeach, or would you be embarrassed to bring a korban of poppers and put them on the Mizbeach? Because your stomach is a Mizbeach. And I remember, 7 days later, she ran into the Hillel Beis Medrash before Shir, and she looked at me and she jumped and she goes, Rabbi Charnoff, I thought about it. And yeah, I would put poppers on the Mizbeach. And again, that she did the introspection. For her, she felt that yes, that is a worthy korban. And so first, she could eat them great. Again, it's totally personal. That's my point. Each person needs to do their own cheshbon ha-nefesh. Am I doing it for me or am I doing it for God? And that was a real Oved and Hashem. She spent a whole week tearing herself to pieces. What would I put on that Mizbeach? What am I putting into the Mizbeach of my body? And her answer was, yes, I would put that on the Mizbeach. And good for her. I may respectfully disagree with her, but I admire her tremendously. Tremendously. Because she spent the time and she thought about it. And she came to her own personalized conclusion. And she genuinely believed that is what she would do. And she's filling her life with Kedusha. She's committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's thinking about, what would I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with? That's how she's thinking. That's how we should all be thinking. Halavai, that's how we should all be thinking. She'oseh kol b'gedusha, ad shema'asava gashmi'im, him ke korbanot ha'olim agabei hishim l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. The dargazo, he built titivit. Again, this level is totally unnatural. It's supernatural to be able to do this. We can't naturally do that, to just commit ourselves that everything is for godliness. All of us here are thinking, yeah, but how do you, yes, one step at a time, one day at a time, one minute at a time, great. How do I really get there though? Then the Nesivot Shalom says, very simply, if you say to yourself, I am committing myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want this. I want to make everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to Mekadosh everything. If I put in the Hishtadlus, yeah, you're never going to be able to commit your entire life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't worry. If you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's what you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you as a gift. Tchilato Hishtadlut v'sofo matana. If you fight for it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you get it. Shim Yudi Mishtadel Ba'avorato Ad Heichan Shiyado Maga'at, that if you work as hard as you can, as much, with everything that you've got, Noteinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu et HaKadusha B'matan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Kedusha as a gift. We have no right to Kedusha. We have no ability to connect to Kedusha. So how do we get it? We fight for it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we really want it, he gives it to us as a gift. That's how we get that Kedusha. That's how we're able to connect to that which is totally supernal and totally beyond us. But I got to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that's what I want. The Zohi Midato Shel Yaakov Avinu. This is the Midah of Yaakov. Asher Zehu Inyan Kol Parashat Vayetze. This is what all of Vayetze is about, like we said before. This is exactly what we're saying. This is bringing it back in. Vayetze Shekduvim Ba Ma'asav Shel Yaakov. It's telling us about the actions of Yaakov. B'nei Olam Hazeh. It's all about Olam Hazeh. Everything he does in this parsha is physical. Eich Shenasa Yisha. How he gets married. Veich Shenasa Bechol Yinei Masao Matan, how he deals with commerce. Veik Sholid at Yudbet Chiteka, and how he gives birth to 12 children. Shakolaya Kodesh Kadoshim Garban Veichal. Everything that he did in this parsha, everything he does in this parsha, it's all Kodesh Kadoshim. Shaafki Einanu Mivinim et HaKavanot Shokol Maaseh. Even if we don't understand the kavanas behind every action. Avol Kol Pi'ula Shaasa Hayita Kedusha B'Kedushat Ilait. Everything he did was with complete Kedusha. And that's why the Torah records it. U'madregazo matzinu rak b'Yaakov. We only find this by Yaakov. Shu bechir ha'avot. He's the choicest of the avos. U'mitato shleima b'Kedusha. And his whole reality is Kedusha. Shami Avram avinu yatsa Yishmael. Because Avraham, as great as Avraham was, Yishmael comes out of him. U'me Yitzchak yatsa Esav. And as great as Yitzchak was, Esav came out of him. Aval Yaakov mitatzo shlema, but by Yaakov, his progeny are totally complete. B'tachlita shlemut, shekol ma'asav ayu b'shlemut ha'kedusha, because his whole life, everything was pure Kedusha. And therefore, motzi Yaakov in be'er sheva v'ad v'shuvu el aviv, ha'kol Yaakodesh Kodeshim, everything he did is Kodesh Kodeshim, and he becomes the Bechir Avot, he becomes the beginning of Kal Yisrael, he produces the 12 Shiftei Ka, the 12 children who become the Shvatim. Because his whole life is Kodesh Kadashim. One more paragraph. We're coming close to time. One more paragraph. V'abior bazeh, l'fi sheYaakov hu chesed, v'gvura nichlal v'tiferet. And that's because Yaakov is a combination of Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham's the midah of chesed. Yitzchak's the midah of gvura. Two opposite midot. The midah of harmony. The midah of synthesis. The individual who brings harmony and synthesis into the world. Balance into the world. The midah of tiferet into the world. That's what that midah is. That's Yaakov Avinu. He's the midah of tiferet. Alkein haya bechir ha'avot sheisig shlemut hamidah shel kadesh atzmecha b'mutar. Pure balance, pure commitment, pure emes, pure connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with balance. Ki Avram midato chesed she'ava. Avram's midah was chesed, which is pure ava, pure love. The Yitzchak midato gvura she'yira. And Yitzchak's midah is gvura, which is kulo yira, kulo fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And
And with these two midas, there are circumstances in life where you can't make it. There are situations that we face in life where I can't make it on Ahavat Hashem alone. I need Yira. There are situations in life where I can't make it on Yirat Shemayim alone. I need Ahava to survive. There are circumstances in life where Ahava alone is not enough, or Yira alone is not enough. Ukimo Shematzino, as we've talked about now multiple times, every piece brings this up. Ukimo Shematzino b'nisayon ha'akedah, as it was like by the Akedah. D'ikhtiva tayadati ki yirei Elokim ata, that we see by Avram Avinu. It says, now I know that you're yirei Elokim. He's kulo Ahava and Chesed, but now... now we show that he's also connected to Yira, even though it's Midas Chesed. I'm going to go through this. We've talked about this literally two or three times already in the past few pieces. Shelach Ora Hayal Lomar Ki Ohev Elokim Ata. Shimeratov Shel Avram. It should have said he was an Ohev Elokim. That's the Midah of Avram. Eliki Avram Avinu Lo Hayah Yachol La'avoret Nisayon Akedah Midat Ava Levada. Avram couldn't get through the Akedah on Ava alone. Yutzrach Lechos Gam Midat Yira Midatov Shel Yitzchak. He needed also the Midah of Yitzchak, the Midah of Yira. That's why at the end of Akedah Yitzchak it says, now I know you're not just an Ohev Elokim, you're not just Chesed, you're not just Ahava, but I see that you're also Yira. You're bringing Yira into your life also. Because this test requires Yira. And so too by Yitzchak. He couldn't make it through Akedah Yitzchak and Yira alone. He needed to connect to the Midah of Avram and Midah of Ahava. Top of the next column. That they walk together, they bound themselves together. The Arizal says that the whole Akedah was about that they should connect to each other, bind themselves to each other. The Midah of Ava to the Midah of Gvura. Here we go. Ukimokim. Five lines in. The midah, the aspect of sanctifying myself in that which is mutter, sanctifying myself in that which is permitted to me. You can't get to that with the ava alone. Over yira levad, you can't get to that with yira alone. The rak Yaakov haya chesed u'gvura v'nichlal b'tiferet. Only Yaakov was bringing the chesed and the gvura together. He's creating a reality of balance and harmony in the reality of tiferet. Who was the living embodiment? He was the synthesis of Ahava and Yira, which is Tiferet. Not Ahava that's balanced by Gvura. Not Gvura that's balanced by Ahava. He was the living synthesis of Ahava and Gvura together in the midah of Tiferet. Hisigat ha-madrigah shel kadesh atzmecha b'mutar. That's what allowed him to achieve the level of kadesh atzmecha b'mutar, of sanctifying every aspect of his life. V'inyan ahava v'yira ke'achad. This idea of ahava and yira coming together. Who kemoshe gatuv, as it says in the Sefer Yisod HaAvodah, sheyish yira machmat ahava, that there's a yira that comes about because of ahava. Shemigodel ahavato, that out of my great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mitjaremi la'avora v'tzono yitbarak shelo tivkam ba'ahava. Meaning, there's a level of yira that comes from ahava. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that I'm afraid, chas v'shalom, that I should do something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of the punishment. But I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that I'm anxious. If I do this, is he going to get upset? If I do this, is he going to be unhappy? If I do this, is he going to do what he wants? Again, think about where you're lovesick for somebody. Where you really care about somebody in that way. Think about that reality. Where you say, well, I don't want to do that because they might take it the wrong way. It might hurt them. It might upset them. I don't want to do that to them because I love them. It's a yira that comes from ahava. It's a yira that stems from ahava. It's a whole different level. This parsha is teaching us that this is what goes against the klipa of Esav. That the whole goal of Esav is to try to divide us, to cut us off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umidat Yaakov, and the midah of Yaakov, his whole essence is, kol tachlita, its whole goal, lahavi Yehudi liyot kashur la'Hashem Yitbarach, is to make us bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of every day. Al yedei bechinat yirah machamat ahava. Through this reality of, I love him so much that I'm afraid to do anything to go against him because I love him so much. This union, this balance, this harmony, this synthesis of Av and Yir together in Tiferet. Last four lines of the paragraph. V'al zeh ne'emar, and that's what the pasuk means when it says, titen emet li'Yaakov, that emet, truth, belongs to Yaakov. Shemidat Yaakov yoter gvoha mikol ha'midot. Yaakov's mida is higher than all the other midot. V'zeu bechinat emet, shekayemet la'ad. That's what emes is. Emes is eternal. That's what makes it truth. Real truth is truth because it's true from beginning to the middle to the end for eternity. Real truth always stands. That when you have Ahava and Yira together as one, Yachol Yudi Lamod Bechol Amatzavim. Tof. Again, baby steps. Wherever we are in life, beginning of Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, in college figuring out how to apply it to life, graduate school, married life, kids, it doesn't matter, Majicha life, whatever stage of life we're at. The idea is to be thinking about, how do I not just keep the 613 mitzvot? How do I live like Yaakov? How do I live like the choices of the Avos? How do I elevate everything I'm doing one more step, one more second, one more minute of my day to elevate everything to God, to think about God, to bring Him into every moment of my life? Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocheh to be able to see that, to see how to do that, to fight for that, and through that bring kedusha to our life in a way that mamish elevates us to be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo'olam va'ed. Shkoach, everybody.